It's been 1 week since the launch of the largest search yet for the so-called Holy Grail of shipwrecks. The disappearance of two British ships under the command of Sir John Franklin is one of Canada's greatest mysteries. The HMS Terror and HMS Erebus set sail in 1845 in search of the Northwest Passage, but were lost at sea. Now, two new ships have set out as part of a Parks Canada mission to find what remains of the doomed Franklin fleet. The CBC's David Common is on board one of them, an icebreaker named the Sir Wilfrid Laurier, and we've reached him there this morning by satellite phone. Hi, David.
Yes, good morning from the Coast Guard vessel in the Northwest Passage.
Where exactly in the Northwest Passage are you?
So it's a big passage, to be sure. We're in the northwest area, just west of King William Island, an area called Victoria Strait. Bit foggy here this morning. I can't see more than about 50 meters. And a little bit drizzly, but all in all, not bad. We've had some pretty good weather out here so far.
And how is the search going?
Well, it's going. It has now entered a bit of a stage where it can be a little bit monotonous. Every morning around 7 a.m., they put these speedboats over the side of this ship. There's a second ship that joined us yesterday, and there's an underwater submersible. So all of these various vessels then go out for the entire day until about 9:30 at night, and they tow something that looks like a missile behind them. It's a side-scanning sonar. The submersible has it built right in. Some of them have these multi-beam sonars as well. And it paints an incredibly accurate picture of the sea bottom. So if there's a wreck down there, or even a plank from a wreck, if it's all been smashed up, well, even if there's just that, they will spot it. Anything that doesn't belong, I think that if I drop my watch overboard, they'd probably be able to find it with the advanced software and sonar that they now have. It's pretty incredible stuff. It is still a little bit of a needle in a haystack proposition because we are searching in a big area.
So how does the team that you're with know where exactly in the Arctic to look for these ships?
It's a very good question. So for that, we have to go all the way back to the late 1840s when the initial search missions for Franklin came out. We're something like mission number 36.
Mm-hmm.
Those initial ones that came out went and asked the Inuit of the day something like, hey, have you seen any white guys around here? And they said, well, yes, they abandoned their ship, which was stuck in ice, right there. And that's the area that's known as the point of abandonment. And they've cross-referenced with those reports from back in the late 40s, 1840s, with Inuit oral tradition that's been passed down and talking to Inuit today in the multi-year preparation for this. Then they have gone and cross-referenced that point of abandonment with what we now know about ice flow and current flow, about that kind of data. And they've said, if the ship was abandoned here, then it would have been pushed in the ice down to this next point. And the ice would have been strong enough at that point, enough pressure, to actually crush the steel-plated wooden hull of these two ships. And that would have caused them to sink, of course, because then they would take on water. So that area that they've mathematically calculated is still a pretty big area,
mm-hmm.
but it's the area we're now searching in with these multiple vessels.
And we're pretty confident that the Inuit of the day weren't just messing with them.
If they were, then they've got a really big problem. But look, even if they were, they're blowing a lot of money on this thing, to be sure, but it's not going to be a total loss, because there's like a double whammy, if you will. By doing this undersea mapping, you got to remember, this is a shipping corridor and is becoming an even bigger shipping corridor as the ice breaks up in the Northwest Passage. You're going to have a lot more ships coming through here. Well, those ships need to know what's on the sea bottom, particularly if there are hazards that they can hit. Something like that happened 2 years ago with a cruise ship up here. It hit an uncharted rocky shoal and tore open its hull. No one was injured, but it gives you an idea of the dangers. And so the killing two birds with one stone, while they're looking for a wreck, they're also mapping a largely uncharted area and getting a better picture for all the ships that will pass through here.
How optimistic are your crewmates, David, about finding the remnants of the Franklin mission?
So hopeful might be the best way. They don't want to set expectations too high. I will say this, though. The folks here from Parks Canada, underwater archaeologists, Indiana Jones kind of folks, real adventure seekers, 2 years ago, they found HMS Investigator, another ship from that era that actually came looking for Franklin's two ships. Now, their mission didn't end too well. Their ship sank. But these Parks Canada archaeologists did manage to find it and did go down and dive on it. So they got one wreck under their belt in this area. Hopefully they can make it two. And if they do, well, those same guys will then dive on the...
How significant would this discovery be for the, well, not just for the crew, David, but for Canada as well?
They've been working on this for years, so it would be big personal satisfaction. But this is Canada's oldest, coldest cold case. A lot of mystery around this. Why did they abandon the ship? What did they die from? Did they die from tuberculosis? Did they die from lead poisoning from the way in which their food was tinned? Where did they all end up? They've only found a handful of skeletons, if you will, nowhere near the 128 men who were on board these two ships. Where did they all go? What caused them to march the way they did? What did Franklin die from? We know he died just a year into the mission, perhaps of old age. Where is he buried? So there's land archaeologists as well trying to answer that. Of course, the great big mystery is, where did those ships end up? And that's the thing they're trying to answer now.
Well, David, stay warm out there.
I'll try. There's a polar bear I saw the other day who looked a lot warmer.
Yes. Stay away from them. Thanks very much, David. That is the CBC's David Common speaking to us by satellite phone from somewhere in the Victoria Strait north of Nunavut.